Welcome to 7-Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. Today, we're going to talk about being too much. Yeah, sometimes I'm too much, but then again, sometimes they're not enough. Period. Now, when I say too much, it's because, you know, I'm sure everyone has heard this before. Like, oh, you're too much. And whatever that means, too much of this, too much of that, too much of something. But the point is, someone is saying to you, you're too much. Or at some point, you're getting the feeling that you're too much. Maybe even the feeling that you don't belong because you're too much. But I feel like you're too much of everything someone else wishes they were. And that's not a dig or a diss. It's a real life thing. We've all felt a bit odd or out of place in an environment. Then you start feeling like you have to shrink to fit in. And when you do that, you're denying you in a small way. Okay? So when you shrink, you are denying you in even the smallest of ways. This is either personally or professionally. So in either instance, in either environment, when you deny you in a small way, you're denying who you really are. And I'm not saying that you have to show up as the biggest or the loudest presence or personality in a room. No, that's not what this is about. It's not about being too much in that type of way. It's about showing up and operating how you feel most comfortable despite what the norms may be. In order to be your best you, you have to make an agreement with yourself, a promise that despite what comes your way, or doesn't for that matter, you won't dim your light for anyone. One of our community members, Zoela Darton, she summed it up really, really good on Instagram. She said, "I'm always too much." Laugh out loud. It's taken years for me to understand that someone else's perception of me is a reflection of something they may be lacking. I love being unapologetically me, and love you for encouraging all of us. This is the thing. You will be too much of something for somebody at some point. And that's okay. Embrace it, because that means you're not going unnoticed. You're not flying under the radar and simply just existing. Sometimes you have to shake things up and shake people up to get some results. That's why they say that saying that you've, I'm sure, seen on Instagram and heard people say before, nice girls don't make history. And it's not about the act of being nice. You can be pleasant and respectful in every single thing that you do. But at the same time, you can also be bold and unapologetic and bringing your brilliance to the table and being ready to play. You don't have to dumb it down. You don't have to dim your light. You don't have to act like you're not enough for anyone. You can always walk around with your head held high, feeling like, yes, I'm enough. And in some instances, I may be too much, but that's just because the power that I have, what I have inside of me, cannot be contained. I will not try to contain it, and I will not allow others to try and contain it, diminish it, dim it, or otherwise. Because if I don't show up as my best self, as my biggest and my brightest self, then I'm doing myself a disservice. And I never want to do that. I never want to let me down. Okay? Thank you so much for hanging out with me today on this 7-Minute Sunday. I hope that you have a perfect week ahead. Perfect for you, that is. And I hope that you enjoy, you live in a positive space throughout this whole next week, and just make it as great as you possibly can. As always, keep killing it, and I'll chat with you next week. If you head over to switchpivotorquit.com, you will see that Pick My Brain sessions are now available with me, your chief encourager, Ayana Angel. They are one-on-one 60-minute sessions that are a hybrid of consulting and coaching. That is where you will get the best out of me. We can talk everything from digital marketing to podcast development to podcast growth, social media strategy, book publishing, marketing and promotions, DIY publicity, pitching, planning, execution, anything that you are thinking, hey, I could really use somebody to bounce these ideas off of and some expert advice in terms of what direction I should go in, what would potentially work, what might not work. I have an idea, but I'm not really sure about how it will pan out. Go ahead and book your 60-minute Pick My Brain session with me now.